welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed day today. A lot of stuff going on as always. And one thing I did want to bring up first this morning is, you guys know a lot of times I tell everybody, make sure you look at what's going on behind the scenes when a lot of incidences are starting to occur. And as we've seen with this situation in China, as it's starting to progress, I told you that there's a high probability there are going to be things that were done behind the scenes under the cloak of darkness and just absolute, complete, and total shadiness, to put it bluntly, that we're starting to see. And now we find out that Wednesday, the House Democrats voted on the CFPB bill and refused to allow the amendment to be added into it. Now, everybody's going to go, what is the CFPB bill? Well, this is a bill that was established by Senator Elizabeth Warren during the Obama administration, is what it is. And the bill, basically, that they added on top of this allows legal authority of credit agencies to assign numbered scores to citizens directly reflecting their information gathered. Now, one thing about this was the addition of the amendment that was voted against was put forward by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and the amendment, what was done was, it was to stop the CFPB from being able to allow the credit bureau from assigning credit scores based on religion, politics, and other aspects. What we're seeing now is the building of a social credit score with this, and they voted on it on Wednesday, got virtually almost zero media coverage, and Kevin McCarthy came out and said this is unchecked authority on credit score modeling without any built-in measures to stop potential abuse of power or violation of our constitutional rights. He said the system will now closely resemble Communist China's social credit score, which bans citizens from traveling or living in certain areas if they do something that the state disapproves of. And what it was called is the Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020, which was designed originally to stop credit agencies from downgrading people's credit scores on medical expenses. But what they did was they also leave it completely open for interpretation that allows this Comprehensive Credit Act of 2020 to come in and give somebody good credit or bad credit, essentially based on what they're involved in and aspects of like religion, politics, and other things. So it's not going to roll out as something super aggressive to begin with, but this is exactly what we saw in China in the mid-teens, basically 2015, 2016, when this topic got brought forward. Now, we already have a credit score. Your credit score, you got your FICO credit score. You all know you have a 600, you have a 700, your Beacon score. We already have that in place, pretty much any American. Now what these guys are going to be allowed to do is monitor all of your information and all of your activities, since they can pretty much look at everything you do now, and go in and start adjusting your credit score based on what you do, say, and where you go. This is extremely troubling, and it is not coincidental at all, in my opinion, that this thing was passed on Wednesday without complete coverage from the media or alt media, and nobody talked about it, Dad. So this is something that's really troubling. But again, look at what goes on behind the scenes. As we know, the globalists have said before and many times, never let a good crisis go to waste, and we're seeing that here again.
Well, you see everything. You see the obfuscation now with the coronavirus, which is, by the way, getting worse. I'll talk about that in a second. You see the obfuscation of what's going on with this Pelosi nightmare, this farce trial that we're having. And you see all of this bread and circuses for the masses while they do all of this stuff behind our backs. I mean, let me kind of clarify what Austin just said. If you're not a good little citizen, okay, based upon whose rules? Oh, that would be the communist rule set based on communist China, based upon the Rothschilds who run China. If you're not a good little citizen, what we're going to do is we're going to put your name into a database, which will decrease your credit score, which means when you go to buy a car, you may be denied credit to buy the car because you haven't been a good little boy or a good little girl. And so what they're going to do to you at that point is going to say, you have to comply. And you have to say what we tell you to say, do what we tell you to do. Otherwise, we're going to just crash your credit. You won't have credit cards anymore. You won't even have the ability to get insurance anymore. We're going to pretty much make your life miserable and then we'll make sure that you do what we tell you to do. You know, I'm going to say something kind of crude. Now, I'm not trying to be crude. It's just this way it is. I remember one time I talked to a counselor who was a psychologist, a Christian guy up in Tallahassee, and his name was, well, I'm not going to give his name. He's retired now. No point in dragging him into this. He's retired. And I remember he said something about men and women. He said, men and women will use each other and their needs with each other to get what they want. And I said to him, I said, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, oh, if a woman knows a husband wants to have relations with her, intimate relations, two or three times a week, she'll do that with him if she gets what she wants. She'll use sex as a tool to beat him with, like a hammer. So if he's a good little boy, he'll have sex. If he's not a good little boy, he won't have sex. Or she'll do stuff like he has to buy her stuff or she won't have sex. And all this stuff is an interactive responsibility of the marriage as far as understanding what's going on so the marriage could continue to grow. But when certain individuals in the marriage decide they want to use other things to manipulate, to change people or try to force change, it creates conflict in the marriage. Now, why would I use that analogy, that metaphor? This is exactly what the government is doing now. They're not using sex, but they're using your ability to buy a car, your ability to buy a house, your ability to have a job. And oh yes, it will go to that. Your employer eventually will get contacted and say, hey, Joe here is not doing what Joe's supposed to do. Joe is a white wing neo-Nazi supremacist. He's a white nationalist. And Joe is going to make your organization's credit score go down. And because your organization's credit score is based upon your ability to borrow money from the banks to basically maintain your cash flow, Joe's got to go. And the guy's going to go, but Joe's a good employee. Doesn't matter if Joe's a good employee or not. Joe's got to go or we're going to cut your credit line off. You think, well, they wouldn't do that. The heck they won't. The heck they won't. How many businesses have had their merchant accounts threatened in the last couple of months because they were selling CBD oil? People would come in, send them letters. If you don't discontinue the CBD oil sales, we're going to discontinue your merchant account. You're going to be a good little slave, and you're not going to sell CBD because you're going against the Rothschild, Rockefeller, industrial, medical, drug complex, and so you can't do that. And so you're going to basically either stop selling your CBD oil or you're going to lose your merchant account. They wouldn't really – yeah, they do that. They did to a whole bunch of people, by the way, guys. That's why there's so many companies that were selling CBD oil online are gone now. They're gone because their merchant accounts were shut down. This is what the bankers do. It's always the same group. It's the Babylonian money magic. It's these clowns. Like right now, they know the coronavirus outbreak is declared a global emergency as these cases are being confirmed in the U.S. after a Chicago man is infected by his wife in the first person-to-person spread in North America. They know this stuff is going on. They're the ones who released it. Just going to let you guys have a heads up. It's the same guys all the time that do this stuff. It's the same guys that facilitate it because they control the money. And remember, the Rothschilds have a central bank in China, just like they do here. It's controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. The only country that really is kicking against all of them is Russia right now with Putin because he knows what they're doing. He's trying to get rid of all of them. That's why he purged his government to get these clowns out of his government. See, this is what's happening globally right now as we sit back and watch the circus clown show of Nancy Pelosi with Donald Trump. And this stuff that's going on with all of his quote-unquote the people that Donald Trump does not want to testify, who knows that he's an egomaniac, or basically a megalomaniac is what he is. And so he doesn't want all this stuff coming out about him, and it doesn't make a difference. The Senate still is not going to impeach Donald Trump. I told you guys this months ago. It's just a circus act. It's a circus act, like Austin said, to basically not let us see what's going on behind the scenes. Now remember, guys, we've got all of this stuff happening. We've got the market still closed down in China. We've got all of this stuff happening that's going to probably create a financial collapse. Now, you ask yourself a question. What good is it going to do? So many of you have called us up and have ordered products. We've got them all coming in. We've got them all getting shipped. By the end of next week, we should have all the back orders filled. And, you know, we're going to build your immune systems up. And I prayed in earnest for you guys this morning. I mean, I prayed. I mean, I had a great prayer time with Sharon this morning. And I asked God to protect you. I said, I told the Lord, I said, these people that listen to our show every day, I talked to Mr. Gruber yesterday. I mean, he was wonderful. I talked to him for 45 minutes. He had listened to the show since the first time I was on with Hagman. Great guy. And it's Mr. Gruber, in case you guys don't know who he is. It's all right, but he knows who he is. And you know, and the crazy part about all of it is that, you know, it's all something that we know is happening that we can't do anything about in the aggregate as far as the bankers until we throw them out of the United States. And until we do this, it's not going to change, period. And until we get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States and it's basically vampire claw clutch on the throat of the United States. I did a show a few weeks ago and I called it a giant vampire with its fangs stuck into the heart, into the, you know, into the jugular vein of the United States of America. That's exactly what this thing is. And the thing about all of this stuff is, guys, if we're not careful, we'll start operating in fear and we'll get scared. Guys, we don't have to do that. We're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we have to understand something, that these guys that are doing this, these Kabbalists, these Luciferians, are not going to stop until they're exposed. And then they'll simply go back under the ground again, like a bunch of snakes and vermin that they are. I'm going to say something, and I talked to Mr. Gruber about this yesterday. You know, we've got to take a look at alt media right now. I mean, we've got to do it in earnest. And I talked to Karen about this the other day, about how so many alt media people were compromised. And I'm going to say something to you guys. It's so important. If the people that you're listening to aren't talking about Zionism, they're not talking about the Kabbalah, they're not talking about the Luciferians, they're not talking about the Federal Reserve Bank and what it's doing, the Fed and all the repo, and they're not talking about Palestine, there's a real high probability that they may be self-censoring. That's the nicest way to say that. I can't say it any other way because I'm not going to make any accusations. Because so many people out there are being syndicated through large organizations like Sinclair Media, which is a huge Zionist organization, and they're being put on the airwaves and being told what they can and can't say. And so rather than not being on the airwaves, they self-censor. And their justification in many cases, even though they could be good people, is that if I get taken off the air, I can't get any information out. So it's better to give out partial information or maybe some slanted information, which is another name for lying, rather than not having any ability to go out and say anything about anything. And so what they do, they continue the narrative. Oh, it's the Republicans. Oh, no, no, it's the Democrats. It's Schumer. It's Pelosi. It's Trump. No, no, no. It's the bankers. It's the Kabbalist bankers. It's always the Kabbalist bankers. And they work through the Vatican Bank. I'm just going to let you guys know that, too. And they run the planet through their central banks. And anything less than that, basically, is compromising what they're doing and not letting you know what they're doing, because they don't want you to know it's them. See, what we have to understand is this. This is something that's so important. This group, this Kabbalist group, they're all tied together with this D-Wave computer. And their D-Wave computers all tied together with nanotagging every single person and every living thing on the planet. They're doing it through chemtrails and smart dust. They've been doing it for years and years and years. These piezoelectric crystals are absorbed into your body through your lungs, and they tag you. It's kind of like tagging a sperm whale or a killer whale or a great white shark with a little radio collar. And you tag them, you shoot them. It gets stuck into the back of their dorsal fin, and they can tell you everywhere this little fish goes, anywhere in the world, at any time, because it's got a radio collar on, and it's basically being tracked. This is what they do. The goal is to put every living thing and their genomes on the Internet of Things. And this will allow each of these things to have its own blockchain hash code and be connected to the Internet of Things. It'll be a trackable node on the network is what it's going to be. And this can be done through a D-Wave computer, which is linked interdimensionally to Lucifer, to allow him to become omnipresent. So he can create Genesis chapter 6 all over again, make every thought of every man evil. Okay. Once everything has been digitized through these tracking nodes, through this smart dust, and assigned a financial value, okay, we can formally do away with hard currency. replacing it with digital currency. This is what Facebook is planning to do when they're going to launch Libra, their global currency and financial infrastructures this year. Facebook claims that it wants to reach the 1.7 people that don't have access to a bank account. Well, they don't tell you this. Libra is front for a non-government organization in Switzerland, home of the Bank of International Settlements, and that nobody can learn any details about it. It's another Rothschild organization. That's Rothschild runs the international banking cartels out of Switzerland. Okay, and what you all have to realize is that Google, Amazon, and Microsoft are planning to do the same thing. They're going to use Swiss banks to front their cryptocurrencies, and that the 10 major banks around the globe are partnering to do this, to make this shift to the Rothschild banking cartel, because they're all owned by the same people. 50% of the population uses these big tech companies who have all of our data. That's what Austin talked about a few weeks ago. He said, Austin said, data is the new money. Data is the information they're going to sell about each one of you all the time. That's why you can't leave your cookies on your computers. Another important step towards this matrix utopia is the circular economy. This is also known as sustainable development. This is the global 2030 thing they're putting together, in which private ownership is abolished and everything is leased. A perfect example is the practice is Zipcar, whose slogan is own less, have more. And see, we need to realize that we're going to have nanoscale engineering to genetically modify our neurons. This is being done with the smart dust and with these nanotags to make these light-sensitive ion channels, making living tissue controllable by light via a new mobile telephone interface. We've talked about this over and over and over again. This allows them to get into your head and to control your thoughts. And they're going to turn you into like a robot that is programmed to live in this world, this simulation world that they're developing around us. It's almost like the movie The Matrix. That's interesting, isn't it? And see, this is very, very important because the light photons are what these entities in these other dimensions eat for food as Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. Remember, we have an interdimensional interface with these entities in these other dimensions that use us. These are the fallen angels. It all goes back to Genesis chapter 6. My buddy Mancow, he went down to Mexico. He got on that drug that makes him see into another dimension. He saw these things hiding behind the trees. Went back to his father's death in technicolor, vivid detail, things that he'd missed the first time and saw it, said he wishes he had never done it. Other people saw people, and a man saw a person completely morph into another being in front of him in another dimension. This is a world that we don't get into, we don't see, because our ability to see into that dimension is limited. And we got to look at the refinements of the CRISPR at gene editing. Think about this for a second. When we start making modifications to our own genomes, you know, will we make DNA the intellectual property of corporations who provided us with their service? Are we going to do that? Kind of like the way data is owned and traded by big tech companies. I mean, how is this going to work in the circular economy where nobody owns anything, but they own us because they own our DNA? That's why I've told you guys, don't send them your DNA, because they can actually spool up and look directly at your DNA, hit you with a certain frequency that takes your DNA out. It's basically DNA specific. Remember, Big Pharma has taught us that when you genetically modify an organism, you can patent it. The doggone coronavirus is patented. And when this happens to be a generally genetically modified food product, it's no longer the purview of safe regulation by the FDA. Now it becomes a product and not a food. They can regulate it and put it to us. Okay? Everything, this migration of everything into digital space will compete and complete the virtual reality like we've seen in the matrices. This is what they want us to do. When people become so addicted to virtual reality on sites like Second Life that they literally lose everything in the real world. I mean, they completely would rather be in this second life and live in a world of make-believe. This is a very materialistic, very non-God, non-Jesus, non-spiritual world that is coming. And we got to realize that all of this stuff is going to be tied through this D-Wave computer when it becomes the Internet of Things, cryptocurrency, quantum computing. That's what we got. D-Wave, artificial intelligence, gene editing, virtual reality. Really, guys, this is one of the most important stories of our time that nobody wants to talk about but a few people on the Internet, including us. And we need to understand, guys, that all of this stuff is made possible by nanotags and tagging us and putting out a read-write unit, a piezoelectric crystal that is energized through the electrical currents that are produced by our body so that we become that read-write unit and we send out our DNA. things so that we can be tagged. This is alien fallen angel technology. We haven't come from Wilbur Wright flying a basically a lawnmower with a box cutter with a lawnmower engine on it, you know, a little over 100 years ago to this level of technology. This is from 1947. This is from Roswell. This is when these things started doing this big interface. This is from what Aleister Crowley did when he opened up that portal that he never closed. This is what Jack Parsons did when he opened those portals. This is the portals that were opened up by the Nazis with the Viril Maidens. All these portals that are being opened right now by CERN, allowing these other entities in these other dimensions to contact us directly and give us this type of technology. And we think it's because they're trying to help us. It is not because they're trying to help us, guys. They're trying to enslave us. And they're doing a darn good job. And now we see right now with Austin, this on Wednesday, they didn't, no fanfare, nobody talked about it. I didn't hear any other alt talk shows talk about it, about what just happened with them allowing them to bring this Chinese credit score to the United States. This is all part of what we're talking about right now. And the other big thing they want to do is they want to reduce the population. They're going to do it through a viral load. I told you what they're going to do. I've been telling you this for years. It's not going to be through nuclear weapons. It's not going to be through some space aliens, though these interdimensional entities are already here. It's not going to be through some asteroid hitting the planet. It's not going to be through any of this stuff. It's going to be through a viral load, through a biohazard, something like this thing coming in now that's been, whatever, mutated. What does it have? I read now is part Ebola, part H1N1, part coronavirus, part swine flu, part plague, part Ebola. I mean, what the heck? Who makes crap like this? Well, these guys do. Because remember, they're jealous they're not you, and they hate you because they're not you, because you have a soul and you're created in God's image. And God warned you this was going to happen. He looked at the timeline and said, got to fix this. Flushed the planet once in Genesis chapter 6, looked at it again, said, okay, we got to insert Jesus into the timeline right here. I'll recreate myself in the form of a second Adam, in the form of Jesus Christ. Put myself here to be a kinsman redeemer, to save you through the blood. Guys, I've done so many shows on the blood. That's why I run them as reruns all the time, whenever we have reruns, like a couple times a year. But I always run the blood shows the best I can. Why? You got to understand, you were bought at a price. It was the blood of the Lamb. When Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane the day before he was crucified, he said, can this cup pass by me? Guys, listen to me. He knew that once he went back to the Father, he was going to be omnipresent again. He knew that he would be on that cross for all eternity, that he was the Alpha, that he was the Omega, that he was the Great I Am. He'd have to deal with that forever, the agony of that. He did it for you because he loves you so much. He's omnipresent. He doesn't have a wristwatch. He's the beginning and the end. That time, he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He's also on the cross because he's omnipresent. He's also back in the Garden of Eden. He is eternal. And he knew this. He had to do this to reconcile you. He had to get your energy signature, your DNA, your frequency to be that of the Father, to be that of his, so you can be reconciled with him. So when you die, you go directly to God Almighty. This is the thing that's so important. That's what being saved is. That's what being a Christian is. People don't get this. They think it's just something that you do in a church on a Sunday morning. They don't understand the power of the blood covenant. And God did. That's why he did it that way. Life is in the blood. And I've told you guys this before, and I'll tell you again. You can take blood out of you, send it to Europe, send it to China, and keep it alive on the other side of the planet, and basically have you watch a scary movie here, and that blood will release fear molecules on the other side of the planet instantaneously, the same time that your blood does it here. The adrenochromes and all the others comes out immediately. Same place. The blood's already separated from you, but it's still alive. And when a person dies, at the time of death, they can no longer transfuse their blood into somebody else, or it will kill the other person. The life goes out of it. It's so important to understand it's always about the blood. That's why Jesus said, and why God said, without the shedding of the blood, there can be no remission of sins. Because without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission, because there can be no reconciliation, because you cannot correct the energy fields. This is why God did what he did with you. From a physics standpoint, this is why it was necessary for Jesus to come and do what he did. Guys, it's so important, because remember what the Bible says. Had the God of this world known what he was doing, he would never, never have crucified the Son of Glory, because he can't stop it. He can't pull Christ off the cross. He can't go back in time. That's what CERN's all about, guys. They're trying to change the timeline. If you want to know the truth about it, I'll give you a little heads up on that. They're trying to change the timeline. They're trying to stop all that, because they know they screwed up. They can't fix it. But God's not going to allow that to happen. He can never allow that to happen. He won't allow it to happen. These guys are so funny. They kick against the goad constantly, trying to change things they can't change. People say, well, aren't you scared? No, I'm not scared. He's under our feet. He has no authority over us, this demon thing, this hell thing, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, this fallen angel. He's no authority over us. We're in covenant with God. What authority could he possibly have over us? It's only when you allow it through your confessions and through your speech, and you open the door for this lowlife to come in, can he mess with you? He's no authority over any of us. That's why I prayed for all of you this morning to be protected. And guys, again, we're in a physical body right now. It's got to be maintained. You need your D3. You need your iodine. You need your vitamin C. And I want to thank you so much for supporting our show and getting those products from Health Masters. And we're getting them all out to you. But guys, we're in a physical body, but we have eternal consequences from our spirit. These guys know this, and they're doing everything they can to infuse us into the Internet of Things. Don't let them do that to you. Don't allow yourself to get addicted to social media. Don't allow yourself to get chipped and get interfaced. Don't allow this. That's what they're going to do. They're going to Borg you, like the Star Trek show, Borg. They're going to tie us into an Internet of Things, into a social network of things, and that's all they care about, because they're these greedy wanted to say a bad word. These greedy things, all they want to do is enslave you and cause you to have debt, to make you have more negative energy, to give them more light photons, to give them a big smorgasbord meal to feed off of. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. Don't do that. Think on the good things. Think on the love. Remember what they said. They'll know you because you love one another. And if there are people out there that you really don't like, that you've forgiven, but you just don't care for them because they're pretty much compromised. And you say, well, I don't know how to pray for them. Just pray God's will be done in their life. Don't be praying negative stuff. Don't pray in peccatory prayers against them. Don't do that. Don't start cursing people in your prayers. Don't allow yourself to get to that level. Just pray that they be exposed. Father, I don't know how to pray for so-and-so. You know, he's just not right. I pray your will be done in his life. And if he's doing anything wrong, that you expose it. That's all. You don't pray he gets cursed. You know, Paula White made national news last week because she's praying curses on people. Don't do that. That's that Kabbalist crap. Don't be doing that. Father, I pray that they learn who Jesus Christ is. I pray they accept him as their Lord and Savior. And in the meantime, continue to expose their actions so people can see them for who they really are. There you go. We don't curse each other. We don't pray curses on each other. We pray that everybody gets saved, that everybody accepts Jesus Christ. Is everybody going to get saved? No. Is everybody going to accept Jesus Christ? No. Not until the end. In the end, it says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But guys, that's going to be in the judgment. Guys, we don't need to try to get everybody saved while we're here. We can work on it and work on it and work on it and work on it. But don't pretend like they're saved when they're not. Keep praying for them. Keep talking to them about Jesus. And realize that all things are possible for him who believes. But guys, everybody's got freedom of will. They can do what they want to do when they want to do it, and they can act however they want to act. As far as your household, do your best to bring honor and glory to God in everything that you do, think, and that you say. And try to remember that it's Jesus. He's the reason for Christmas. You say, well, that's a pagan holiday. I got that. I know that's what that is. But his birth isn't a pagan holiday. And if we choose to accept the fact that we can celebrate his birth anytime we want because we don't have an exact date, we can do that. And we can bring honor and glory to God. But don't be bringing in Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman and all those weird things. Teach your children about Jesus during the holidays. Because at least they're talking about Christ. At least they're talking about the virgin birth. At least they're singing Christmas songs. And like, you know, like I've got this little thing that plays Christmas songs for me. And I've deleted every one of the Frosty the Snowmans, all that. All I don't want to hear all that stuff. Or the Grinch. I mean, what the heck? Why are you playing that stuff for Christmas for? Talk about Jesus. Stille Nacht. Heilige Nacht. Silent Night. Holy Night. What a night. What a beautiful song. Remember, guys, always try to bring honor and glory to God in all that you do, think, and say. And don't walk in fear. Take your D, take your C, take your antioxidants. Stay away from people that are sick. Wash your hands. Do all the things we tell you to do. But remember, guys, do the best you can. We've got victory in Christ. Where, oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Once you accept Jesus, you have eternal life. And the instant you die, you go to be with God in heaven. I believe that with all of my heart. Okay, I went long this morning. Awesome. But I really felt everybody needed to hear this. We didn't have a message of encouragement this morning. What's your next story, bud?
I'll be honest with you. That was excellent. there's definitely a lot of, you know, uncertainty right now. and everybody needs to hear exactly what you just said. That was really good. I'm glad you brought that up on the show. And just, you know, encouraging everybody and looking what's going on, and that's why I've been saying all week, and so is Dad, don't operate in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and preparedness. And that's what we all have to do right now, and that's what we're continuing to do down here. And we're getting stuff done. We're helping out everybody. We're getting the products out. Most of us, I mean, down here, we're already pretty well prepared. I told you before, we live in Florida, so we're pretty much used to having normal things happen like hurricanes on a regular basis. So all you have to do is kind of apply that concept in different directions, and you're pretty much covered on most things, I've told you guys before. Also, too, in other news, though, this is something that I thought was interesting, as we've kind of brought up what happened. And again, I have no idea what happened with Kobe Bryant as far as the aspect of it. I know helicopters are different than planes. I don't understand the entire, I'm not a helicopter pilot, so I can't give you exactly how to fly that. But now a report just came out today that the Island Express helicopters, the charter company which owned the Sikorsky S-76B helicopter, the company was not certified to fly in conditions that require pilots to use only cockpit instruments. This is very strange. It says Island Express helicopters, which own this 76B that crashed in California on Sunday, was only certified to operate under visual flight rules, which means pilots must be able to clearly see outside the aircraft in the daylight. While the pilot that crashed allegedly was licensed for instrument flying, he did not have legal authority under the charter company, Island Express, to have flights basically flown on instrument-only rating. So, again, I don't know a ton about this. I know Dad knows a little bit more about it, but this whole thing's very strange. The same thing, you know, well, it was like 2 or 3 days before they could identify the helicopter pilot's body. Everybody else they knew was there. That whole thing was kind of weird to me, and again, I have no idea what happened. I know, again, I've seen Kobe. From what I've seen, he kind of changed his life around. You know, he had the allegations years ago with the court stuff. He got back, from what I knew, as far as with Kanye West, his friends, and they were both basically Christians, from what I'm hearing now. Again, I don't know what happened. I'm just telling you what we're hearing now, and this is not my opinion. This is a fact that the charter company was not legally licensed to allow their pilots to operate under instrument-only operations of those helicopters. Very, very strange. They have now grounded all of their air flights, apparently. The company has grounded all flights in the wake of the crash, and they are not operating any more helicopters for the foreseeable future, I guess, to cover their own butt right now, Dad. I guess we lost Dad anyway. So anyways, going back on to other topics that are going on, I'm not sure what was going on. I guess his phone was having some technical issues on his phone. Another story, though, that came up that was kind of...
I'm back now. Go ahead. I apologize. I had to run to the bathroom.
Oh, no worries. Another thing that was strange, I saw this a couple days ago, and I kind of waited to read a little bit more on it, but the Netflix documentary that I briefly touched on the other day called The Next Pandemic, and basically explained in the series the risk of viral spread. Now, one thing about this is Bill Gates is like the hero in this Netflix show, and he's like giving all this funding for this new virus that they're basically researching. Now, what's weird about this is the Microsoft tycoon predicted a virus outbreak in the Netflix series that would begin in the wet markets in China and rapidly affect the world. Now, they shot this the beginning of 2019 for this Netflix documentary series. Very strange in some of the predictive programming that they do a lot of times. And we know that Bill Gates, he's like that just globalist billionaire that's under every single nasty rock when you flip it over, especially when it comes to the health organization, when it comes to vaccines. I mean, he's a straight-up Rothschild cutout, 100%. You see what his agenda is. So to see him in the series, to see him predict this a year ago in the show, to see him push the vaccine agenda, to see him be the hero in the show and basically fund this vaccine operation is very, very strange to me, especially what we're seeing happen right now. So just something that, you know, I wanted to bring up. And another thing, too, now, leading UK expert on China is now claiming that multiple reports are coming out that whistleblowers in China researchers and scientists in China that turned whistleblowers about the deadly virus over a month ago and were coming forward on it. They have been arrested, allegedly, for spreading rumors over a month ago now, and it's just now coming out now that numerous people were arrested in China for, and I quote, spreading rumors when they were talking about a virus that was being leaked out. And now apparently this guy in the UK has come out now and is basically talking about what's going on. So whether or not that's completely accurate or this is them trying to spread more hearsay, I don't know, but it seems very plausible to me after what we've seen now over the last month and how this thing kind of popped out of nowhere and the intel that we've been getting. Very, very strange stuff. So just continually giving you guys updated info on everything that's going on across the world, across this wild world, I guess, that we have nowadays, Dad.
Lawson, I've got another letter. My buddy from China has been basically quiet all week. I mean, I think he got, well, I'm not going to say anything else because they monitor my show over there. Because he listens to us, so they monitor everything over there. Here's the latest email I have from him from 12:34 a.m. this morning, which was around 12:34 p.m. his time. My friend, my Chinese friend Leia, said the number is closer to 10,000 infected here in China. The government is doing everything in its power here to limit travel and isolate infected people to limit the spreading of the virus. Here's what Mike said he's doing. Whenever I go outside, I use a mask, goggles, and gloves. And I throw the old mask and gloves away before I enter my home. Then I thoroughly wash with hot, soapy water. This is what's going on right now in China, guys. This is what my friend's doing because he realizes how unbelievably dangerous this stuff is, and he's got to maintain his health. Again, take the colloidal silver that we have. And let me stop. I haven't gone into the detail on this. Our colloidal silver is 500 parts per million. It's really, really strong. It has an amber color to it. It's kind of almost like a gold color. And what I do is I dip my Q-tips swabs in that colloidal silver about three or four times a day whenever I go out in public or before I go out, and I swab the inside of my nose because that colloidal silver will kill a virus. And what it does, it allows me to basically protect myself at another level as far as I'm concerned. It also helps with the flu and basically that kind of stuff and colds. Now, there's a lot of colloidal silver out there that's clear. It looks like water. And it's like 5 parts per million, 10 parts per million. You can't see it. It looks like it's clear water. Now, I'm not saying that those products aren't good for certain things, but they're not good for this. Let me tell you why I know that. About a year ago, I caught a cold. And what I had done, I had started running low on my colloidal silver, and I diluted it, and I made it clear because I thought, well, this is 500 parts per million. Maybe that's not necessary. And within a week, I'd caught a cold. I'm not kidding you. Don't dilute the colloidal silver. Keep it at 500 parts per million. If you're going to take it internally, you can reduce it and reduce it down some and make it clear, whatever you want to do. But when you're coating the inside of your nose, it's really, really important to use a high concentration of colloidal silver, and that's what I do. It's just really, really, really important. By the way, Russia has closed its eastern border completely to China as this coronavirus is spreading literally every region of China. The death toll is now in the hundreds and thousands. They're saying 8,300 people are basically have this infection. Mike's saying it's at 10,000. I personally believe these numbers are much higher than that. And here's another article that says it's something like out of a sci-fi movie. American in Wuhan reveals an unfolding disaster in a coronavirus-stricken city with food supplies, there we go, running out and hospitals being overrun with sometimes thousands of people in line to get into hospital. This guy's name is Doug Perez. He's 28 years old of San Francisco, California, and he teaches English in Wuhan, China. This is what my buddy Mike does also. He was offered a seat on a charter flight that transported 195 Americans back to the U.S. but declined because he said he'd have to leave behind his Chinese girlfriend. He said that he rarely leaves his apartment except to walk his Labrador dog, that he and his girlfriend had their temperatures checked outside of the grocery store in what he describes as something out of a sci-fi movie. He says more than 8,000 people have been infected worldwide and 170 people all in China have died. Now, wait a minute. All 170 people all in China have died. They're all dead. An American stuck in a lockdown travel city says something out of a sci-fi movie. So this is some crazy stuff that's going on in China right now, and he's trying to warn us that this thing is not what we think it is, because this is even happening while British Airlines is basically starting to panic now and stopping flights, is Britain on a coronavirus red alert. Hazmat suit-wearing paramedics are sent to suspected patients in London, York, and Bristol, while British Airlines' flight is locked down at Heathrow runway with two travelers feared to be infected. Chicago man is the first, I mentioned that earlier, to transmit this virus from person to person. And guys, it's one of those things that we just got to be careful of what we're doing and when we go out in public of what we do. By the way, because of the methane gas release, the Pacific Ocean is actually becoming more and more acidic. It's saying that now they can actually dissolve crab shells and destroy the tiny scales on the shark's skin because of the acidity in the water. It's kind of like a swimming pool, guys. If you have a pool at home, you know how important it is to keep the pH right in the water, because if the water in the swimming pool goes too acidic, it'll start dissolving the marsite and start dissolving the pool shell, and it'll start destroying the finish on the pool. That's why it's critical that we understand that as we continue to pollute the ionosphere with chemtrails and we continue to heat the ionosphere in areas to move storms in different directions, it's causing methane to be released from the floor of the ocean, which is acidifying the oceans, which is killing the wildlife, killing the crabs, killing the ecological food chain. But of course, this is what these Sabbatean Kabbalists want to do, because the more food chain damage they can do, the tighter the food becomes as far as getting it to the masses, and the more expensive it becomes, and it becomes something that they can basically charge more money for and make more profits. These guys are so greedy that it's almost hard to believe. It's almost hard to believe. I had a roommate one time, and explain to you how this mindset works. And he's a great guy. I'm not going to give you his name because it's going to be just, I'm not going to do that. His first name was Rob. And his parents were real, real greedy people. And they were, everything was always about money, 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 money. He had a Chevrolet Impala. It was like a 1965 model. It was a station wagon. Then, you know, they made Chevrolet Impala station wagons. And it had a six-cylinder engine in it. And it had needed a valve job. And it was clicking along. It had to have a valve job. And I had a friend of mine who had a body repair. His name was Billy Denby, and he had a body repair shop, and also he also had an engine repair shop in Tallahassee. Good man. I'm sure he's probably gone, but not right now. May he rest in peace. I say that out of respect for him and his family. I hope and pray that he's saved, that he's with God, and singing in heaven, resting in peace. That's what I hope he's doing. Singing songs. Okay, I'm not going to say in torment. Not going to do that. He's a really nice guy. I've got to believe he was saved. But Billy basically told the guy that he could do the valve job on the car for like $200. The whole car, the whole six cylinders. But only two valves were bad, you know, on one cylinder. And he could, if he wanted to do the one cylinder, it'd be like $185. And then he could, but it'd be $15 more because they had to tear the whole engine down to do this, just to do it right. And the guy chose to do the $185. And save the $15. That's greed. That means the next person that gets the car has to do the whole valve job again for $15. This is, of course, prices way back in the 70s. But guys, this is that mindset that so many of these guys have. It's just greed, 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 greed. It's like every nickel's got to be squeezed. Every dime's got to be squeezed. Every penny's got to be squeezed. And you being an asset, you've got to be squeezed, and they've got to take as much as they possibly can from you every time they get a chance. Guys, this is not a Christian mindset. This is not a Christian mindset. By the way, talk about another tough subject. Europe has basically keeping the Trump-Israeli peace plan at arms. They don't want to mess with it because they know what's happening with the Palestinians. But other U.S. allies are rushing to embrace, except for Turkey and Jordan. Guys, this is kind of like, you know, the Versailles Treaty, all right? This is kind of like what happened to Germany at the end of World War I, in which a big chunk of Germany was taken away from Germany just because they could, just because they had embargoed Germany and it was on its knees starving to death, and they thought they would just do this to Germany. And again, it was the international banking cartels who did this whole thing, and it was all being pushed through the Balfour Declaration. And all of this stuff created this giant mess which created World War II. This is where all pain came from. All the Versailles Treaty of Versailles did was create World War II. That's all it did. And it forced Germany to pay all these crazy, incredible war reparations. These people in Palestine, they had their land stolen, period. That's just the way it is. It was just taken away from them. And now they want to make it legal. Trump's trying to basically build up Netanyahu because he can't get reelected on his own. It's going to be like the third election they're having to do. This guy's a career criminal. And Netanyahu, hardcore Zionist. Donald Trump, hardcore Zionist. and they're doing their best to basically build each other back up to maintain the power structure between the two countries. And this is what's going on. This is one of the main reasons this Palestinian land was given now. And here's the thing. Here's the problem I've got with all of this stuff. What kind of deal do we think we can do in the United States that we just give away land and we can endorse it? It's not even our land to give away. What the heck, man? Like, oh, by the way, next week, Austin, I'm going to give you North Dakota. I'm giving you North Dakota. And you're like, oh, thanks, Dad. I like North Dakota. Well, what about the people who live in North Dakota? Do they have anything to say about this? Years ago, perfect personal story, we had an easement across our property to several other houses. That's why if I can give you guys any advice, don't ever live on an easement. And one of the neighbors got mad because they wanted other people to be able to drive on the easement who lived in another area back further. And one of them signed a quick claim deed on the easement to somebody else. And they muddied up the title, just muddied up the title. And it was a big war in court for years over this. And finally it got settled and we got our property back because they never had any right to the easement. Why do people think they have a right to give away somebody else's property? But I like North Dakota, Austin. I think I'd like to have North Dakota. I'm just going to deed it over to you. That way we can muddy up the title on it and not and the North people in North Dakota. Kind of like we did the Indians in that. Oh, that is right, isn't it? It's kind of like we did to the Indians. Oh, by the way, we're going to take this away from you and we're going to give it to these. We're going to put these land trusts out there, you know, with King George and the rest of these guys, and just take things away from people and give it to other people. Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing again to the Palestinians. We don't have any right to their land. They're not saying this is okay. They like it there. In fact, it's turning kind of like a giant, you know, concentration camp. I hate to say that, but it's kind of yuck what they're doing to them, cutting power off, cutting water off, cutting food off to them, cutting travel off. I mean, it's kind of like being in a jail behind barbed wire or behind a really big wall. Guys, we don't have the right to go into other countries and take their stuff and give it to other people. We never have. We never will. And the fact that so many people have endorsed this thing in the United States, it saddens me. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Yeah, I mean, this is what the bankers do, though. The bankers love to do land grabs on a regular basis. I mean, regime grabs or government grabs. They do it all the time. And look what we did in Syria. You got Assad over there in Syria, minding his own business, dealing with his own crap that he's got to deal with. They end up having a civil war. We go in and start funding the other Assad opposition. Then we go, oh, by the way, we're going to do basically a small invasion with U.S. troops in Syria as well. And Assad goes, I don't want your troops. I already have Russia here to back me up. I don't need U.S. military here. Oh, it's okay. We know you don't want us here, but we're coming in anyways because we're the bankers. We do what we want. We go where we want. We kill who we want. We take what we want. It's what we've done for thousands of years. We'll continue doing for thousands of years. And at the same time, we'll make sure we do it under the guise and cloak of darkness so somebody else will get blamed for what we do so nobody will know who the real culprits are. That's pretty much what the bankers do, guys. I mean, let's be real from it. Also, too, in other news, this is something, again, showing you how far they're trying to take this. A Manhattan-based company called Clearview AI has now been cleared to start collecting data from social media users and giving it to the Chicago Police Department in a controversial facial recognition tool software that is unprecedented and never been allowed before. The software's creator basically designed a surveillance system for law enforcement. And it goes on to say here, and I was shocked, that Chicago attorney basically is now saying that he's filing suit against CPD, Chicago Police Department, for them signing a 2-year contract with the tech firm to use Clearwater's AI software. Listen to this, guys. AI, the Clearview AI database includes now currently 3 billion photos taken from social media and network platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. The software searches its massive database for matches after users, including Chicago Police Department, upload a photo of the suspect. The user is then provided with links for each image returned in the search that the company basically is allowed to run wild with as far as it goes to everywhere. So essentially what it does in a nutshell is, they upload a photo of a suspect in Chicago Police Department. This Clearview AI runs it through their 3 billion photo database. Then it comes back and hits every single photo that pings. Ping, 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 ping. So that photo of you that you posted on Twitter, that photo of you on Facebook, that photo of you on Instagram, that photo of you on Google, that photo of you here, comes back with every single search post that pops up with your name, photo, information, location, and every viable info that they can find about you pops up immediately. This is beyond tyrannical, guys. This is full-blown AI, Agenda 2030. You name it, this is what this is taking over right now. And the fact that the Chicago Police Department thinks it's okay, and the fact that we've allowed a company such as Clearview AI to even do something like this and greenlight it and say that's okay. But you remember, so I told everybody before, all these social media posts, all these social media companies, all these things were rooted in the CIA, and they've all expanded now. Remember, Facebook was funded by the CIA indirectly, but still directly if you do the research on it with Mark Zuckerberg. This wasn't an accident, guys. They wanted to get a database together where people would voluntarily share their information, including all their photos, their friends' photos, their names, their locations, what they ate today, where they went, what they bought, what they like, what they look at. Everything is compiled in these social media platforms. That's why I tell you guys before, if you have some of these social media apps on your phone, turn off the permissions. When you go in and you sign up for the Facebook app on your phone, you give them permissions to your data, your location, your photos, your text, your microphone, everything. You literally are walking around with a data collecting tool in your pocket for Facebook. They monitor everything you look at, everything you say, everywhere you go, every person you talk to and text, every photo you take. They see it all, and it all gets put into a database. Some people go, well, you're being extremely paranoid. That's completely ridiculous. That's not ridiculous. They have it in terms and conditions. You can read about it yourselves and look at it. It's not a joke. It's not paranoia. It's a fact. And now that they've given this company, Clearview AI, the green light to take all this information with over 3 billion photos off Facebook and now allowing a police department to couple with them, this is the beginning of the end of freedom, guys, if we don't put a stop to this right now. I'm really glad to see this attorney is filing multiple lawsuits against the Chicago Police Department and also, apparently, against this Clearview AI, because this is the kind of stuff that starts to escalate and is abused so rapidly. By the time you actually wake up and realize what's going on, you're in such a deep hole you can't even figure out how to get out anymore, because these guys have their tentacles wrapped around everything you do. And remember, it's just starting with 5G. Once the 5G platform is put in place, the 6G system is going to roll out. They've already said that by the end of 2028, 2029. It's ironic that's the same time that the Sustainable Development Plan with the UN 2030 is supposed to be put into place. Once all that ties in, oof, we're going to have an interesting time on our hands. And also, too, a lot of people have been talking about this, and apparently it is factual. In October 2019, China rolled out their 5G trials all over the country in like 5 different pilot cities, like full 5G systems everywhere. You want to know where one place was one of their big 5G trial areas? The Wuhan area. 5G, October 2019. And they're now saying, and they're basically coming out and saying, oh, this is so great. We got it in place because now we can monitor the coronavirus so much better in real time. And we can see people that have it now. We can see where they go. We can monitor it. I'm not even kidding. Talking about now online. This is interesting. I'm not saying the 5G and coronavirus are tied in together. I'm not trying to say that. I'm not implying that. But what I'm saying is, connect the dots and look at what's going on with all this stuff right now. And when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, you'll realize we have to start standing up against tyranny and be boisterous and say, no, we're not going to take this. No, we're not going to accept it. What we did in Virginia was unprecedented. I was so proud of everybody that went up there. It doesn't matter now, the Virginia population or the Virginia lawmakers are still trying to push this, but it does matter in the fact that we showed them what's about to happen if they really want to go down this line of tyranny and what's going to occur very, very quickly. We just have to continue to put pressure on these guys and not let them off the hook when they start writing unconstitutional laws and expect us to follow them, Dad.
I completely agree with you. And back to what's going on with your search engines and all that, make sure you don't have your cookies enabled. Don't put, if you have an iPad or whatever, put, lock it up so you can't have no cross group tracking, none of this stuff. And I'm going to say something to you real quick. No personal pictures. no pictures that you don't want the entire planet to see on your doggone website or your pages or your Facebook. And I'm talking about if you're running around in a bikini and you want to be looking hot in the bikini, unless you want the whole planet to see you in the bikini photos, don't post that crap. Don't do that. Sorry to get fussy about that, use the word crap, but it's, that's what it is. Don't put stuff up there. Don't put personal photos. I'm being very rated G right now with what I'm saying. Don't be posting personal stuff that you don't want the whole world to see, and keep your cookies turned off. Don't let any cross-group stuff happen. That'll mitigate a lot of it. But still, just be careful where you go online. Gosh, guys. By the way, Harvard Chemistry and Cher and two Chinese nationals are arrested for lying about the China ties and smuggling biological material. Got this article posted on the website. Now we're out of time. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Interesting show today. One of those shows. Monday and today's show were the two best shows of the week. I have to figure out which one I want to run on Sunday night. I know I got Gene helping me try to make those decisions every week, but I appreciate you guys. I love you. It was my privilege again to pray for you this morning. And I think God's divine protection is about you guys. I station angels around you. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. And I put a hedge of thorns around you. Guys, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Monday. God bless, Austin. It's yours.
Yes, guys. And again, thank you so much for the support. And thank you, you know, for a lot of people. We got a lot of phone calls yesterday. I was even on the phones yesterday, hammering the phones. We've been busy again today. Again, as I told you before, if you got a question, please email us or, you know, basically write us online. It's a lot easier on the website at healthmasters.com. You can send us an email on there. That way, you know, we can handle things a little bit more efficiently instead of just having deluged with phone calls of people asking us the same questions about the same situation. Or better yet, sign up for our free weekly newsletter and get the show every single day, because we're trying to give you guys the most up-to-date information as we find it from our sources, from online, from all over the place, and compile it into a one-hour show as quickly as we can with no commercials, I might add. I'm very proud of that still. That's why Dad and I can talk about any topic we feel we need to talk about, because there's nobody behind us that says, oh, you can't say that, you can't say this, I'm going to take your funding, because we're funded by our listeners through healthmasters.com. And I'm very, very proud of that, and I'm very, very grateful for that we have such a good Health Masters family and incredible listeners. So thank you again, guys, for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. If you're trying to get ready for stuff, if you're trying to get prepared, this is the weekend to do so. I truly believe for the next week to 2 weeks, we're going to see if this stuff's really going to start getting worse or if it's going to be fairly contained in China. So we got really, you know, a couple weeks ahead of us to watch what's going on. And, of course, live in a spirit of love and of sound mind and preparedness, guys. Thank you for everything. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. And we'll talk to you again Monday, as always.